Lance from Hy-Vee is back in the studio, like we knew it. They're gonna just make you the radio guy now.
Back
over
again.
There.
I'm probably unofficially the radio.
You should just plan on coming every Thursday. Don't let Phil back in the studio.
Just tell him. Yeah. He needs to stay in the store anyways. He's got a lot of work to do there.
Exactly. Stay away, Phil. Stay away. Well, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. Starting to feel. Well, I mean, it's been spring, it seems like, for a while now, but maybe consistently now, going to get some warmer temperatures.
It's kind of scary that that winter just might be done.
I know.
I mean, it's Wisconsin, so you never know. It's Midwest. But.
Yeah. See, like in the past, it was this weekend or the previous weekend, we'd always have like a late season snowstorm because it always matched up. It seemed like when we had state girls basketball or boys state basketball, which is going on right now. We haven't gotten that.
So is that like your groundhog?
That's kind of like the
prediction.
Yeah.
That there is a storm coming.
No, that's usually what happens. So like the fact that hasn't happened this year makes me scared.
Winter didn't. We got snow like three times.
Yeah, I don't know. Winter. Although we did get it one time beginning of May. We got a snowstorm, and it was my bachelor party weekend.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Did you at least like make it to where you were going?
So it was like a Thursday. I remember it was Thursday. It like snowed like. 6, 8, 7, 8, 9 inches, whatever. Luckily, a lot of it melted, and we went down to Milwaukee on Saturday. So, but still, it was just kind of weird.
The first part
of May, we had like a big snowstorm coming through. So that's why I say never say never.
It might
around here
might be happening again.
Don't say that, Lance, man. Don't say that.
Well, all right, man.
We know who to blame if that does happen. All right. So you teased this a couple weeks ago, I believe, one time you were on here.
Talking about the Parmigiano-Reggiano pasta event that I put together. Phil did not want me to do this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay this out there. Phil absolutely, he was like, that is going to cost way too much. That is insane. But we're going to do it.
Going to do it.
So me and our great cheese specialist, Russell. So Russell will have a station. He's going to crack open this Parmesan wheel, and we're going to carve out a bowl in it and grate everything and then throw all the grated stuff back in the bowl. And then he's going to be sampling the Parmesan cheese, the Parmesan Reggiano. He's going to have samples, and he's going to have cuts that you can just buy right there.
Okay.
Then right next to him will be me on a station. I got burners and pans and all this equipment. So I'm just going to whip up fresh Alfredo for $10 a fresh Alfredo dinner, like right then and there.
Heck,
and then if you want chicken, so it's gonna be $10 for just the Alfredo. And if you're thinking that sounds crazy, the cheese itself that is the brunt of the sauce is
right.
Like $15.99.
I was gonna say that's you go somewhere else like the non-traditional, you know, let's call it fake Alfredo. It's more expensive.
Yeah, you're gonna get tons of fresh Parmigiano Reggiano in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have like. Garlic bread add-ons. Ooh. Spend an extra $2. You can get chicken with that. Make it a chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
Garlic bread, stuff like that. But we're just gonna, you know, me and Russell really love Parmesan. We love cheese in general. So it'll be fun to have people come up and be able to show them. Because once you're gonna be able to see me do it, so you'll know how to do it after I do it.
Perfect.
So it's like a class almost.
Yeah, right? That's what you guys kind of do stuff like that too, especially with your kids cooking classes too. So
yeah,
but that's gonna be fun.
It'll be fun.
I'm going to dive into that.
I am excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. I'm hoping that it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. Especially for a deal like that, $10.
$10
it'd be crazy not to.
And then we have the bar right there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to eat a bunch of fettuccine Alfredo, I'm going to use spaghetti. I'm a spaghetti guy, not a fettuccine guy. But,
yep.
If you want to eat chicken Alfredo and just go over to the bar and drink wine for super cheap and just have a night out, like.
Heck, dude.
We'll be doing that for you.
Perfect. So again, that's coming up.
That's coming up Friday the 22nd.
All right.
From 4 to 7.
Okay.
We'll be over by the fireplace, over by our dining area.
Yep.
We'll have a table and stations set up. And so.
Right over by Starbucks in that area.
Yep. So if you come in, y'all be there from 4 to 7. You line up, talk to me and Russell. And we are very happy to talk to you about cheese.
Perfect.
It's a hot topic for us.
Awesome. So put that on the calendar, the 22nd, 4 to 7 p.m. So looking forward to that. What else we got there, man?
We got a lot going on. For anybody that doesn't know, we were playing around there for a bit with our ad structure, from having 1 week ads sometimes to 2 week ads. We've decided to go two weekers. So from now on, for the foreseeable future, it will be just two-week ads.
Okay.
So we're in the first week of this ad. We got the $1.99 12-ounce Jimmy Dean bacon. It's got a limit two on that. I say buy up on that, throw it in your freezer. Yep. Bacon freeze is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's you're going to need that for grilling season.
Right.
We're getting there. I mean,
bacon cheeseburgers, bacon wrap something.
Bacon,
you know.
Bacon wrap everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kraft mac and cheese is 69 cents. With limit two, so that's another good one just to keep up in your pantry. If
especially
you're
with
low.
Spring break coming up for Eau Claire kids. If
yeah,
you got
exactly.
kids staying at home, there's an easy lunch. So
the only thing we're missing from here is hot dogs. You know,
yeah, right.
Team those up: hot dogs and Kraft mac and cheese,
mm-hmm.
classic combo. We
oh
got,
yeah.
On the healthier side, we got $1.99 basket and bushel strawberries, 16 ounce package. I love making smoothies and stuff with that.
Yep.
I do like the overnight oats thing.
Oh, yep.
I'm really big on that. So like,
my wife does that for us all the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's
so simple, and it's like we got a bunch of masonry jars, you know,
that's exactly
for
what
them.
I do too.
Yep, exactly.
And you eat that for breakfast, and it keeps you getting high protein.
Mm-hmm.
You got some carbs there, but carbs are only bad if you're overdoing it, you know?
Right.
I feel like, you know, you get the strawberries. I do strawberry. This is, I was telling, tell some other people, it's kind of weird. I do strawberries, Greek yogurt, a little bit of Fairlife skim milk, and ground coffee, like a little spoonful
Ooh.
Of ground coffee. You let it sit in your fridge and it turns brown. It's a weird combo, but it is nice. It works
yeah.
really well. So I like it because I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I got my carbs for the day, my fuel gets me up and going, and I get caffeine.
I was going to say, I might have to try that coffee one on there because we do the Greek yogurt and the veggie or fruits and all that too. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to try the coffee.
If you
want
to keep it really healthy, I use that monk fruit sweetener.
Okay.
That's like the only sugar substitute I've ever used that like
mm-hmm.
really gets me going.
Right.
Like, it actually gives you that feeling it's real sugar. So I throw that in there and it's
perfect
breakfast.
Good tips there, man.
We got buy two, get one free Pepsi products. That's 10-pack mini cans, 8-pack bottles, or 12-pack cans. Pepsi's been in the ad a lot, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, People in Eau Claire just seem to drink a lot of Pepsi, so
yeah.
I say stock up if you need it.
Well, now with you know, changing the seasons, throwing them in the cooler, you know,
yeah,
tailgating or anything like that.
Yeah,
so,
if you're one of those people, I think like the epitome of like when you know you've made it is when you have a garage fridge.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So
oh,
if
yeah.
you keep the garage fridge full,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm working towards right now. That's like my one tunnel vision goal. Every day I've got one. When I have
yep.
a bad day at work, I just start thinking, if I keep going,
yep.
Garage fridge.
That's a must in Wisconsin, dude. So
that
and a deep freezer.
That and a deep freezer, which
yep.
I have neither. So now you just gave me a side objective.
Two
now.
Goals now.
you know, currently we got coupons going on, but we already talked about that. I want to talk about next week's coupons
because
mm-hmm. a lot of people when I was talking to people about feedback on our new ad structure, some people seemed to be worried that having a two-week one and not having as much variety might make the ads a little stagnant, some
okay.
of our customers. But I showed them. I mean, we split it up for you. So it's a two-week ad, but your direct mailer coupons, it's two different weeks of coupons.
Okay.
And they're really hot deals. Like Hy-Vee pasta is going to be 68 cents.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Stock up. It's limit two. It's limit two with the coupon, but still, you know, you get two things of pasta for – like $1.30.
Yeah, that's
right now, they're like $1.28.
Exactly. It's almost half off, right?
Yeah, and that's us on a price decline
mm-hmm.
where we've marked them down. So that's you're saving 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Hy-Vee canned tomatoes, tomato sauce, chili or kidney beans. That's limit three total with a coupon, 39 cents. So you get your beans, you get your sauce, you get your tomatoes. You are one step away from having chili.
Exactly.
You just need the seasoning and the ground beef.
Yep.
It's going to be 88 cent Hy-Vee cottage cheese, the 12-ounce one. That's limit one. Cottage cheese is just another.
We go through that all the time, cottage
yeah.
cheese.
A lot of people hate on cottage cheese.
I love
it. I've realized this.
I eat it out of the container.
I do, too.
I love cottage cheese, so I don't know.
There's a Facebook page that basically just kind of hates on the Midwest. And that's like one of the gripes they have is
really?
That we eat cottage cheese.
I'll admit this. I'll even like, if I'm really hungry, I'll take the cottage cheese and just put some shredded cheese in there.
Yeah.
Mix it up in that. So yeah, I love cottage cheese.
Apparently it's an Arizona thing, but I mix salsa into cottage cheese.
Okay.
And then you just dip it with chips.
You know, chips?
Yeah. You just get like the Tostitos.
I suppose
or
it's maybe like a sour cream sort of thing,
yeah.
maybe. You know what I like? I think it was my grandma, or like back, they would put sugar in their cottage cheese.
See, that.
That I can't do.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, but that's, they would, we'd go to restaurants and they'd have cottage cheese and they'd take one of those packets and put it in there. I'm like, oh, I, no.
As long as it's not like, they're not putting like sweet and low in
no,
there.
No, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a thing too. I don't know, but.
Last couple things I just want to touch on really quick was the, I want to touch on reminding everybody, Easter's coming.
Yep.
We want to take the guesswork out of it for you. We've got our Easter meal packs.
Mm-hmm.
So over by our meat department, we got a station. We got the flyers if you want to take some home and look at them. The flyers also have your orders attached to them. You can fill them out,
mm-hmm.
get them thrown into a, like we have a little thing to hold them there.
Yep.
So that we can get that prepared for you. I mean, we got so many sides. So many options. If you wanted, if you're doing the ham at home and you don't want to worry about doing the mashed potatoes or the sides, you can just get the sides a la carte. You can get the dessert a la carte.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very flexible. And again, it's just you pick it up. It's already in containers that go straight into the oven. You pick it up cold. You throw it in. It has directions. And you heat it up. And
perfect. And if you're looking for more candy too, you guys are loaded up over there, man.
There's so much candy.
Yeah.
So much candy. So, you know, if you're a Peeps person. Pick up some Peeps.
Yep.
Give them to your kids. Let them put them in the microwave.
Ah, that's right. We learned about that last week. That's right. So,
because
you're also the Starburst jelly bean one too, right? Was that you or was that Phil?
I don't think I was the Starburst.
So it must have been Phil.
Those are good though.
Yeah, I think that was Phil.
And then the very last thing, is the Easter brunch. Just want to touch on the Easter brunch.
Yes. Yep.
That we're gonna have it, the 31st from mm-hmm. 8 to 2. We want to go huge. We want to have. Where we're going to have charcuterie boards, mimosa bars. You go up, you get your champagne in your glass, and then mm-hmm. we're going to have carafes of very different juices,
Ooh.
And you're going to be able to customize your mimosas and get
no
refills.
Kidding.
Carved prime rib, cocktail shrimp. We get these crab cakes, these awesome crab cakes with like a dill sauce and stuff that are really good. And then, of course, thick-cut bacon, eggs.
Now we're talking.
We're talking everything.
Now we're talking.
It's my favorite. And then, you know, in my opinion, even if you don't, like, let's say you just want to come in the morning
mm-hmm.
and, like, you have Easter plans later, like, you can come in, spend the you still spend $24.99, but you can just pack up a big to-go container.
There you go.
And then go home. I mean, with what we're going to have, I can tell you with certainty, like, cost-wise, you are getting your money's worth mm-hmm. off one plate.
Heck yeah. All right, yeah, we're already planning. My wife and my son and I are going to go over there. So,
yeah,
in the morning,
I'll be there.
Absolutely,
I'll be running around, taking care of
people. Looking forward to it, man. Lance, always great to catch up with you, buddy. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And
I think I'll be here from now on. Probably.
Yeah. Well, if I don't see you, I'll see you at the pasta event coming up on the 22nd.
Yeah,
if
I'm not here next week,
mm-hmm.
I will be there here the week after that.
Perfect.
Or I'll just be here forever.
All right, we like it.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.